Oh, how about bedtime? Do you have battles at bedtime? When we were raising our kids, Donna would say, would you help me put the kids to bed? Absolutely, Donna. I'm so sorry I didn't help you. Kids, go to bed. That's intentional parenting there.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a counselor and coach and your advocate for the family. It's day two of Dr. Randy's series, What's Behind the Misbehavior? Now from the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your kids. Here's Randy.
Okay. Go to bed. I mean, how many times did I say that? That's very intentional, right? The reality is, as a couple, we have to chuckle sometimes, smile sometimes, but at the end of the day, being intentional, meaning you know what the goal is, you know the direction you're headed, and doing the next right one thing. Not perfectly. When you fall down, you get back up. That's intentional living. We're going to continue day two in this three-part series on what's behind misbehavior. I'm going to give you some practical stuff today that'll be very helpful for you as a parent. And a little bit later, we're going to tell you how you can receive an entire parent's night out event that I taught for parents as we're wrapping up this month here pretty soon. We want to get this into your hands. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But before we go back to the auditorium with about 1,500 people there, single moms and dads and couples talking about parenting, just before we do, I want to remind you that tomorrow is the Thrive Conference that we've been talking about for families and business. And it's not too late to get registered, but we really would like to have your registration today so we know how many tables to set up for tomorrow at the event. And then also for streaming purposes, maybe you can't get to Phoenix live, but you can certainly join us online from wherever you are, from your home or your office, bringing people together and learning there. It'll be just a real full day, all day long, at the Thrive Conference for Families and Business. Dr. Kevin Lehman, business legend Jerry Colangelo, Brian Mueller, president of Grand Canyon University, Rick and Holly Beatenbow from Lubbock, Texas, and myself and many others. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on events and get registered today, and then we'll see you tomorrow, okay? All right, let's continue with day two. Why kids misbehave? Why do kids misbehave? Why do they do what they do? Again, it's in this desire to belong, this desire to fit in, this desire to matter. And there are four levels of attempting, and I want to explain these to you. I'm going to give you some information now that can be helpful, and then I'm going to give you some examples of what kind of behavior you're probably seeing, and then I'm going to tell you exactly what you can do to be intentional, okay? So this is a little bit of the technique end of what you can do. Now, the first level in all misbehavior is that children want your attention so they will perform for you. You have little performers? Here's an example. One of the misbehaviors of a performer will be this child is mother deaf. Do you have one like that? Just mother deaf. Everybody else, they hear. It's just mother's voice just goes right through their head, comes out the other side. An example would be that you tell little Johnny, it's time to pick up your toys. Johnny, you got to pick up your toys. All you got to do is pick up your toys, Johnny. And Johnny's just like he's in another planet, doesn't pick up his toys. You got one of those? Any of you have something like this? You can relate to this? Okay. There's three approaches to parenting at this moment. The first parent is a powerful parent. This is the parent who says, I'm bigger than you are, I'm an authority, and I can make you pick up those toys. And this is the parent who yells, pick up your toys! If you didn't hear me when I was speaking softly, maybe if I yell, you will hear me. Then we have the other extreme, the permissive parent. And you know what? Often they're married to each other. You might even be here this morning. Miss Permissive or Mr. Permissive and Miss Powerful. Because what we try to do is we're offsetting that. We're saying, well, if they're all this way, if I go over here, we can kind of like a teeter-totter, make it kind of fair. Doesn't work that way. So the powerful parent is yelling, getting on the kid's case. The permissive parent will repeat themselves. Repeat, 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 repeat. You know, repeating yourself is disrespectful to a child. Because the message to the child is somewhere or other, you must not understand what I'm saying. Maybe you're not smart enough to understand what I'm saying. So I have to repeat it. which is an act of disrespect, where an intentional parent gives a pre-flight announcement. The toys are about to disappear. And they can either disappear under your power and be put away where they belong, or they're going to disappear under my power and you won't see them again for a while. You know what I'm saying? It's not a threat. You don't even say it that way. You just say, hey, it's about time to finish toys here, and you got about 10 minutes, and when the bell rings, it's time to have the toys put away. A warning is a respectful thing, giving them an opportunity to kind of a pre-flight announcement that this thing is about to take place. And then you have to follow through. As a parent, have a little more fun. I don't want to pick up my toys. I know you don't want to pick up your toys, but they can't pick up themselves. Or even get down on one knee and say, hey, let me help you start. Very positive expectation. I know you can do this. But if you're yelling, I'm telling you what's happening. Remember, this is the key. Your child wants your attention. I had a professor at the university tell me, a child doesn't care if they're getting your attention by being good or being bad. They're going to get your attention. And if they can't be the best at being best, they'll be the best at being worst. But they'll be the best at something. And so if you can have a positive expectation that you can do this and I can help you and let's get it done, it's a very positive thing for the kids. Here's another one, another performance behavior. We're at the performance level, mealtime performances. I don't want to eat what you made for dinner. Picky eaters. You have any of those? They don't like the food, and you've made it before, but tonight they don't like it. And there's really three approaches. The powerful parent will punish, make them sit, put the food out later. I had one parent call me many years ago and made their 9 or 10 month old sit in that high chair for hours. Powerful. We make big deals over things that are just natural part of life. Eating is kind of a natural thing, isn't it? On the other hand, we've got the permissive parent who accommodates the child and says, well, honey, if you don't want this, I'll make you something else. Kind of like you're running a restaurant there in your home. You can have a little menu printed out. Honey, what would you like tonight? Teaching the child that whatever you want, you're going to get. But they're going to be picky because that's a way of getting your attention. Where the intentional parent simply takes the plate away, right? Puts the plate away and says, hey, we'll have lunch coming up here in about 3-4 hours. See you then. No snacks, no special stuff. Not going to kill your child. They'll be okay if they miss a meal, right? Isn't that right, Dr. Lamb? They can miss a meal. Your child can miss a meal. That doctor who says that, right there. They're going to live.
In a moment, Dr. Randy continues today's teaching, What's Behind the Misbehavior? When you become a new monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, we'll say thank you by sending you Dr. Randy's complete Parents Night Out experience on DVD, along with a movie courtesy of our friends at PureFlix called Old Fashioned, suitable for your next Parents Night In. A conference and a movie on 2 DVDs, plus Dr. Randy's coaching CDs every month when you become a monthly member today. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-1717 and press option 4.
I have one tip for you today that'll make a huge difference in being an intentional parent.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Dr. Randy Carlson, founder of the Intentional Living Center.
Here's my tip for today. If you want to build encouragement into your children's lives, if you want them to learn that they have potential, that God loves them, that they have a future and a hope, remind them every day that God has uniquely gifted them. You know, we had 3 children, and as they were young growing up, I learned that each of the children had their own unique gifts. They had their own unique perspective. And every day I would speak into their lives at least one word of encouragement. When you do that, you build a strong relationship and healthy children. That's part of being intentional. For Intentional Living, I'm Randy Carlson.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. Today's teaching from the Intentional Living Center is available to you with our thanks for your gift to the ministry. The teaching includes not only what you heard on the radio today, but all sessions for this entire series. Just go to theintentionallife.com to find out more. Also, Dr. Randy has written intentionals associated with today's program, and we'd like you to have it free. Just go to the Inspiration tab at theintentionallife.com and click on Intentionals. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy in the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center.
Oh, how about bedtime? Do you have battles at bedtime? When we were raising our kids, Donna would say, "Would you help me put the kids to bed?" "Absolutely, Donna. I'm so sorry I didn't help you." "Kids, go to bed." That's intentional parenting there. You got kids who go to bed, but they keep getting up? You know what I'm saying? We had one like that. I won't mention who. But he's in the room. We'd fight every night going to bed. Put him in bed, get up. Put him back in the bed, get up. It was back and forth, and then he'd fall asleep right behind the door. So you couldn't get the door. It was like a windshield, you know, wiper. Right over your child, getting the door open. So we were fighting this thing night after night after night, and it's easy to fall into that power trap, power up with your kids and, you know, go at them. And so one night I'm saying, "This is it. You're going to bed, you know," and I'm holding the door. You know, I'm holding it. I'm not going to lock it, but I'm going to hold it. Insisting he stays in there. He hears his mother coming down the hallway. Drops to his knees. Puts his fingers under the door. Screaming, and, "Oh, Dad's killing me, Mom!" Donna's looking at me like, "You brood, what are you doing to my son?" Good job, Derek. That was good. And what we do, a powerful parent yells, punishes, disciplines, gets on their case, punitive. A permissive parent, what, gives in, "Okay, you can watch one more TV show there in your room. Or you can stay on your video games a little bit longer, and when you're ready to go to bed, just go to bed." The permissive parent gives in. Where the intentional parent simply has a routine. Parents, you want to get your kids to bed, the best thing is to have a routine. It's coming up in 10 minutes. You go through a routine, we have it fun, we have a good time going through the process, do some praise and worship music or reading or whatever it is that's your routine. You have a positive expectation that this is going to work. And then when you put them down and they continue to get up, you can say, "Honey, listen, we can leave the door halfway open. I can leave it all the way open. I can close it. We can leave the light on or the light off. You have a choice. What do you want?" But the goal is you're staying in bed, right? So you can have it with the door open or closed, but that's where you're going to stay. And there'll be times you have to pick those battles and insist that they do it. Parents, here's the obstacles to intentional parenting. Number one is, if you're failing at this stuff, it's because you're inconsistent. One day you're like this, and the next day you're like that. Inconsistency breeds problems in parenting. You've got to be predictable. Every time, parent, these kids need to know that they can count on you. Or, and this is huge too, and it may be here today, mom and dad are not on the same page. Mom does it this way, dad thinks it's too much or not enough or whatever, and they're not on the same page. Kids see that and wedge right between you and will defeat you every time. You want to stop yelling at your kids? Get on the same page. I tell parents, agree to even disagree or agree to even do it in a way that you both think maybe isn't the perfect way, but you're on the same page. That gives kids security when they know that you're doing this together. That's really important. Another thing is you have no game plan. You're unprepared. You know, you got to always be ready with kids. I think they're on the internet now. Kids are saying, "How can we drive our parents crazy?" You know, and they have ideas and things. So you've got to be as smart as they are. And guilt's another one. If some of you, maybe you're in a second marriage, you have a blended family. Guilt drives you in your decisions with your kids, causing you to do things that you really wouldn't do, you really know you shouldn't do, but that guilt can create a huge problem. Again, if this is a problem, what one thing can you do? Because I'm going to challenge you in a moment to write down what one thing do you identify in your home that would make the biggest difference. 30 days of getting on the same page, 30 days of being consistent, 30 days of being prepared, 30 days of solving a problem, you can do it. So the first level is this sense of belonging by performance, okay? So number one reason the kids will attempt to try to get you to pay attention is through performance. And if their performance doesn't get your attention, they go to the next level, which I call a power-up. Boy, we're going to continue on with that. When you power up or they power up, you're going to hear, I want you to power down. We'll talk about that in an upcoming session next time. But right now, I want to just take a moment. Dawn is here with me. Dawn, we've been really focusing on parenting this month and helping parents become intentional. And we've made available our entire Parents Night Out DVD that was recorded with a group of, about 250 couples. And we put folks right in the front row.
That's right. If you weren't able to attend Dr. Randy's Parents Night Out from last year, you can still experience it because it's our gift to you right now when you become a member of the Intentional Living Center. We'd love to send it to you along with the movie Old Fashioned on DVD from our friends at Pure Flix Christian Entertainment, and just a way of saying thanks for coming alongside Intentional Living and really supporting the ministry and taking your own life to the next level as well with Dr. Randy's monthly coaching and teaching CDs. Would love to have you join us. Just go to our website at theintentionallife.com. Again, it's theintentionallife.com. And also, by the way, while you're at the website, you can check out the trailer for Old Fashioned and also a clip from Parents Night Out. Or you can call us, 888-888, either way, 1717, and press number 4.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Dawn. Yes. And we appreciate every person who's been calling or going online this month. I want to thank Bethany from Bay City, Michigan. Thank you for calling and joining us. And Derek from Wisconsin, thank you for your support for becoming a monthly member. In Derek's case, he became a member of $30 a month, dollar a day. Thank you. But whatever the amount is for you, we've been asking you to pray about $40 a month. Thank you for standing with us. Again, go to theintentionallife.com.
I remember growing up, I wasn't always the respectful child. And looking back, I thought that what my parents were saying was absolutely ridiculous. But growing up made me realize everything they said had purpose. And once I gained that appreciation for even the most ridiculous sounding things that they told me I couldn't do, it really changed my perspective about my parents and about how much they loved me and wanted me to succeed and wanted the best life for me and wanted me to be the best version of myself. So I realized after that respect is definitely huge. Granted, it took me a really long time to get there, but it really made a difference once I started being more respectful to my parents. I mean, now my little brother, the youngest, he's 15, is so disrespectful to my parents, and it just hurts me so bad to see. He hasn't yet realized that they're just trying to help him. Everything that they say is to make him a better person and help him grow in God and in life in general.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that. That's a reminder that we grow up. There's a point in life where we either choose to mature and see our parents as human beings, not perfect, and realize that there's certain things we can learn from them, not everything in life, but certainly there's things we can learn. Or we become bitter and angry, and you choose to see it as an opportunity that you learn from your parents, and that's a good thing. You know, the stories that continue to come in, either questions or comments, fill our lines every day. If you have one, we'd love to hear it. I really would. I'd love to hear what your story is or what God's been teaching you about living intentional. You can call 888-888-1717 and leave it on our storyline. We'd love to hear from you on that. All right, I think we have another comment here. Stephen, roll it.
Hi, this is Bryce. I lead an intentional life with my daughter as a single father, both showing her love all the time and confronting her when, you know, she starts raising up against me in either disrespect or, you know, testing her boundaries. And it's uncomfortable and it's not pleasant, but I've seen, now that she's 17, that she is respectful and she is considerate. So I say unconditional love like Christ showed us. And it's difficult when you have to suppress your feelings and emotions about a certain behavior, but living that way with my daughter has been very productive in developing a good relationship with her. Thank you. You have a great day.
We are. Thank you for sharing. That reminds me that parenting is a test of our own character. When we're parenting, it brings out the best and worst in who we are. It's not our public self. It's not like we are at work or maybe how we are at church. But when the doors close at home, parenting, the stress of parenting really brings out what's on the inside. I think of it much like that tea bag. When it's in cold water, the tea color sort of comes out. But it's not until you turn up the temperature and heat that water that the tea is really drawn out, that the content of that bag is really drawn into the water. And that's, I think, a picture of what happens in parenting so often. It's not until the tension and the stress of parenting that starts to draw out the content of our character. And if we can see parenting as not only an opportunity to build into our children's lives for this next generation, but also to mature ourselves. Parents, I think, have an opportunity to grow up as well. All right. Again, if you have a story you'd like to share or comment, you can do so at 888-888-1717. As we've been talking about what's behind misbehavior, what is it that causes kids to misbehave? We're going to continue this series, by the way, tomorrow as we wrap this up. And again, the reminder that tomorrow is the Thrive Conference for Families and Business. And we've been mentioning it pretty heavily here in the last day or two because you can still sneak in and get registered to either be with us live tomorrow or you can stream online wherever you are. But you need to get registered today, right now. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com.
Hello, I am a mother and wife, and I have four little ones. And about 2 years ago, I made the choice to intentionally make sure that I took my kids to church regularly. And I've seen a lot of changes in their lives. I've seen them grow and blossom. They now range from 2 to 9, and they're just beautiful kids. And we get comments about them every day and how great kids they are. And I know that it's not as much me as it is God just really sowing seeds in their lives and being around people and fellowshipping on a regular basis. Made a big change in my life, my outlook on life, and I just want to thank God for my church family and for his vision in terms of ordering my steps.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
How do we, as parents, let go to let them make choices, make mistakes, make, you know, all the things they need to do to learn and be able to take this over someday?
That's Jill Bancroft, who's she and her husband, their family, have a fantastic family business, have grown, and they give an example of what it means to be a Christian working together in business. And as I was listening to Jill, that's just a little excerpt from her sharing, it reminds me that that's why we're passionate for families and passionate about this conference that's only a few hours away now. It's tomorrow in Phoenix at the Grand Canyon University. It's going to be on the arena floor with tables set up. And we got groups coming, we got families, we got individuals, people starting businesses, people running family businesses, and it's not too late for you to miss out. And you may be saying, well, I live in Florida, Michigan, I can't make it. You know what? You still can, because it's going to be streamed live from Grand Canyon University, and you can be a part of it. But you just really need to register right now. I encourage you. This is my last opportunity to be reminding you of this. So go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. A great day all day tomorrow for families and business, theintentionallife.com. Click on events and please get registered today.
Hi, my name is Alice, and this is the first time I've listened to your show. How refreshing to hear someone so positive, someone who really listened to people, yet gave them good structured advice, and I hope I can follow your lead. Thanks.
Yes, Randy Carlson, this is a personal message. I just want to let you know your broadcasting is such an inspiration to me and my family, and it just gives us joy, peace, and happiness, and you're touching many lives. And I just thank God for that. Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Kimberly. I just want to say I love your program. You've helped me come through a hard time in my life, and listening to you at work every day has really made this process a lot easier for me. May God continue to bless you and just teach you.
Well, thank you, and you're very welcome. That's why we're here, and right now we're in this series on misbehaving children. How do you deal with that? Why do they misbehave, and how to be intentional? And as we're getting closer to the end of the month, I've asked Dawn to come back, share with us something very special that we're making available again today.
That's right. We've got a great offer for you. Just resources, I think, that'll bless you, that'll help you up your parenting game. This Parents Night Out DVD from Dr. Randy will put you in the front row at that experience from the conference that was recorded last year. In fact, we got a little clip for you. Take a listen.
As we get older, we've collected a lot of stuff with us. The decisions we've made in the past follow us. They stick to us. And that's why you see some people that get in their 60s and they look pretty sour. There's a lot of regret. Because you can make decisions that add up to be good things, or you can make decisions that add up to be a lot of negative things. But the good news is, you can get up today and change. You can start tomorrow morning being intentional in the mistakes. Because I get, at every conference, someone comes up and says, Randy, everything you've shared is great, but I've blown it. I don't even know where to go from here. You get up today and you say, I choose to do this one thing that I've learned to be intentional with that young adult or with that teenager.
That's a clip from Parents Night Out with Dr. Randy. We'd love to get it into your hands when you become a member of the Intentional Living Center. Lots of hope on that DVD, lots of practical information for you on that DVD. We'd also like to send you the old-fashioned drama. It's on DVD as well from our friends at PureFlix. And again, all of these things, our way of not just saying thanks for your membership, but of pouring into your life with great information and content. And it's yours when you become a member right now at theintentionallife.com. Or you can join us as a member. Call us. Talk to someone. 888-888-1717 and press the number 4.
All right. Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. And we're getting closer to the end of the month. In fact, I'm reminded that tomorrow, the 26th, is the Thrive Conference for Families and Business, and indeed this is my last opportunity to mention this to you during Intentional Living. We don't want you to miss out. Don't wake up the next day and say, boy, I should have been there. If you can't get to the event at Grand Canyon University tomorrow in person, you can stream that and register for that as well. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and boy, we'll see you there. It'll be a great day. Tomorrow, we'll have more on what's behind misbehavior.